The Walmart Arkansas Music Pavilion, better known as the AMP, kicks off its 2023 season on April 21st with a bang. Country artist Walker Hayes will get the season rolling, and an eclectic mix of concerts full of big names and a wide range of genres will follow. We'll talk about what to expect on this week's Know the News podcast. Hello, I'm Rusty Turner. I'm the host of the Know the News podcast, and it's a production of the newsroom of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. The AMP, an outdoor music venue with a capacity of 11,000, has become one of the most popular entertainment destinations in the region. And this year's lineup of concerts is a big reason why. My guest today is Monica Hooper. She's an entertainment writer for us here at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and she's got a story coming in this weekend's edition previewing the AMP's new season. Welcome, Monica.
Thanks for having me, Rusty.
So we already know some of the big names who are coming. They've already been announced at the AMP. But let's run through a few of those so our listeners can get familiar.
Okay, well, of course, Walker Hayes is opening the season, and he's going to be followed up by Tyler Childers, who has already sold out all of his tickets.
Wow.
And then next up, they have Parker McCollum. They have Godsmack, Dave Matthews Band, Foo Fighters. The Outlaw Music Festival's coming back this year with Willie Nelson and his family. Snoop Dogg is coming this year. That's another big one that's nearly sold out. The last time I checked, they had some very upper-level tickets still.
And when you say upper-level, you mean expensive.
Yes,
yeah,
like
right,
$545. And then, of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top are back this year. Mm-hmm. One that I'm really excited about is Beck is mm-hmm. coming to the area. And, of course, the Smashing Pumpkins and Sting, who was just recently announced.
Well, and, you know, I'm an old guy, but I know most of those names. So anyway, so that's quite an impressive lineup. And you said some of the shows have already sold out. Is that right?
Yes. So I mentioned Tyler Childers, Foo Fighters sold out. Right now, Eric Church is nearly sold out. I think he's got some of those upper level pricey tickets still available. And the same thing with Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, and Warren G. They have, like I said, one level of tickets left that you better be ready to bankroll that one.
Well, and, you know, just going through that list, and that's not even all of them. There's still several others. But, I mean, that's quite a mix of different styles and genres, everything from country, rap, you know, progressive rock, you know. You mentioned Sting. You know, you could get about three different genres of music just with him and his different iterations over the years. So that's got to be one of the reasons the AMP has been so successful. There's something for everybody at some point during the year.
Right, and there's so many just legendary performers who come too. I mean, they had Ringo Starr one year, and
I saw that show.
Well, you're very lucky. I'm jealous of that one.
And a lot of country acts, which
makes
a lot of sense in this part of the country.
Yes.
But you named several of them. I mean, that seems to be a mainstay or a staple for the AMP.
Absolutely. It's definitely a big pull this year. And especially, I'm really excited about the Outlaw Music Festival coming back with Willie Nelson, and Margo Price is with him this year. And she's been a really interesting country singer to watch coming up. And then, of course, Eric Church, Midland, and then with Ray Wiley Hubbard. So there's like a good, it seems like they have a good balance of newer country acts with some of your more, you know, older, more traditional country music people.
So a lot of country acts, as you mentioned. There's some oldies, but some goodies. We talked about Sting. We talked about Loverboy and
Foreigner.
Yeah, Foreigner and Loverboy together.
Yeah, and that's Foreigner's farewell tour.
Oh, wow.
Which I as someone who grew up in Northeast Arkansas, you know, I saw Foreigner came through for the Beale Street Music Festival so many times, and mm-hmm. so it's kind of sad that they're not going to be out there playing anymore. And then, of course, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top,
for the and that shows together, right? The two
yes,
of them together.
Yes, yes, yeah. They're playing together with Uncle Cracker. And then I guess you could say that Pantera is kind of an old-timers. the Smashing Pumpkins are getting up there. But
yeah. I know people will say the Foo Fighters are getting up there,
yeah.
too. So,
yeah, but they don't seem to be slowing down. I mean, mm-hmm. Dave Grohl is just in excellent
yeah.
shape.
Yeah, well, so. And he's everywhere. Yeah,
yes.
He's in TV commercials, movies, concerts. So, anyway, it's hard to get away from Dave Grohl.
Yes.
And there's even something for kids. Is that right?
Yes. So there's Kids Bop. Is coming back this year, and
what is Kids Bop? Give me a
okay. So Kids Bop is when they have it's a rotating thing. It's kids who sing hit songs, right? Mm-hmm. So like sometimes it's hit songs that you're kind of like you don't really want to play the actual version for mm-hmm. your child because right. you don't want them singing it
yeah.
in school or something like that.
Yeah.
So they do like kids versions of like popular music, and it's as somebody who taught 4-year-olds, mm-hmm. let me tell you, they go crazy for it. They yeah. really, kids just love it.
And are the performers kids as well?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll have some kids on stage doing the performance this year.
Okay. So they're covering hit songs and then cleaning them up a little bit for an age-appropriate
yeah.
audience.
So. Yes. I think they make them a little bit shorter, too, in some cases.
Yeah. I see. So the story you wrote that's coming out this weekend is really interesting. You talked to Walker Hayes.
Yes.
Whose band is lead? It's called the Duck Buck Tour.
Right.
They're leading off the season here on April 21st. And I was interested when I read your story. It interested me that his large family, 6 kids and wife, travel with him when he goes on tour.
And 3 dogs in one bus. Yes, I can't imagine how that smells. But yeah, he was a lot of fun. He called me and said, "This is Pizza Hut," at first, and tried to fool me. But he was a lot of fun to talk to. His children, as you know, are involved in his music. His daughter is. Sang backup on his song "If Father Time Had a Daughter," and you can tell he's really, really proud of her for that, because he was just gushing over how she's so quick and she's such a good singer, and she's a better singer than, he said, she's a better singer than me. So I thought that was really sweet. He said they're not doing that song on this tour, mm-hmm. so you won't see her, but his other daughter from the video Fancy Like that went viral and led to him spending 16 weeks on the Billboard
wow.
charts. She's going to be dancing on stage
okay.
with his dancers, who he also said were better than his band. He's a pretty humble guy.
yeah. So this is a country act that's mm-hmm. coming through with dancers on stage, which seems a little, that doesn't seem like that. In the country concerts I've seen, that's not very common.
Yeah, he's not a very common country guy. It's mm-hmm. kind of like he it's almost got some rap elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very pop country. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the outlaw country
right,
show
yeah.
at all.
Gotcha. All right. I also noticed that your story includes a mention of several changes at the Amp mm-hmm. That concert goers are probably going to want to know about and be aware of before they show up. So let's run through a few of those. What's going to be different about the experience going to a concert at the Amp this year?
Well, the first thing that they're doing that I think people should be aware of is digital tickets. They're going all digital with their tickets, so you'll have to have your smartphone. You log in to when you buy your tickets. It's the same process. You log in to your account, and they have a digital wallet mm-hmm. where your tickets will be, and the QR there's like a rotating QR code that will populate close to the date. Mm-hmm. And the intention is to keep ticket scammers away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they have several options for if you, you know, if you have people coming with you who aren't necessarily going to walk through the gate with you, mm-hmm. you can send them a ticket and, you know, they have to set up an account with,
right.
with the AMP. So I think that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And another thing they have coming up is the AMP Underground, mm-hmm. which is like a club experience that you can add on to your ticket. And that's under the Choctaw Plaza, which is the at the back of the AMP. There's a big pavilion back there, right. and so it'll be under that, right. that plaza, like yeah. behind the lawn seating.
Right. So I think of the Choctaw Pavilion. It's kind of a party deck on the, at the very back of the behind the lawn.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's
yeah.
That's
so the underground's going to be underneath that.
Right. Okay. Right. And it's nice and shaded. So mm-hmm. you know, which if you've ever been out there on mm-hmm. you know a July day, you yeah. know how precious that shade can be.
Yeah. yeah. So and it's not a VIP. Well, I mean, it is kind of a VIP area, but any ticket holder can pay extra on their ticket and have access to the underground. Is that right?
That's right. It's $49 per person, and it's just one of the things you can add on there mm-hmm. when you buy your tickets. I believe they said that you can add it on when you get there, but you should be aware that the access may sell out.
Right, yeah. They may not have any available.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they're getting blankets for when it... They have blankets for when it's colder.
So shade when it's hot. Shade blankets when it's cool. So, yeah.
Or if you sweat so much during yeah. during the first part of the concert that you're right. shivering at the end. They'll have their lawn chair rentals again and because there's no outside chairs.
Right.
They're also doing a grab-and-go thing to make it faster. Like, they'll have a little cooler area set up where you can just go up and get, like, pre-mixed drinks and snacks and just get mm-hmm. on your way. Over okay. to your seat.
So that you know, the idea there is to shorten the lines at the concession stands.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
anybody's been to the AMP, the concession stand lines can get really onerous. So.
Oh yes, oh yeah. yes. And it's, I mean, and luckily the sound is really good in there, so you can hear the band that came to see
yeah.
while you're standing in line. But like nobody wants to do that. So.
Yeah, and of course, you know, for those who haven't been to a show at the AMP, you know, there are a limited number of chair back seats down close to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind that is the long berm.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, kind of general admission, first come, first serve, wherever you can stake out a spot.
Yeah. And they're also offering some early entry options mm-hmm. now and reserved parking, which sounds really great to me because I know it's really hard to get out mm-hmm. of there after a concert, and so the reserved parking it's supposed to be a lot easier, and it's only I think it's $30,
mm-hmm.
And it's something that you can set up before you go.
I noticed that one of the reserved parking, the premier parking level, I think had. In addition to reserved parking close to the venue, it was priority exit as well, which you know seems like that might be worth the money.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially if you go to that Foo Fighters concert because you're going to dance yourself, you know, into exhaustion.
Yeah.
So.
Or Kids Bop.
Right. You'll have cranky children in the car. That's that'll be worth its weight in gold.
It never fails when I go to a show at the AMP and when I get out, I'm always going the wrong way. I'm always stuck in a line going the opposite direction where I need to go, so I've got to circle back around. But anyway, so that sounds, yeah, that sounds actually pretty smart. So
yeah.
Anyway, so well, you know, we talked about this a little bit, but what shows on there are you know are is Monica interested in seeing?
Well, of course, Beck. I saw Beck many years ago, and it was one of the best concert experiences I've ever had. It was so high energy and fun, and he's going to be with Phoenix, mm-hmm. who were at Format Fest. festival last year, and that was a really big, exciting, beautiful show. So I'm really excited to see what Beck is going to do. I'm really excited about Sting because, I mean, that's just one of those, like, once-in-a-lifetime concerts. Like, you know, when are you ever going to get another chance to see Sting? And like I said before, I'm really excited about the Outlaw Music Festival because Willie Nelson is, you know, he's legendary, and we don't know how much longer he's going to be around. And, of course, Margo Price, she's phenomenal writer. She's been very wholehearted in her approach to songwriting, and I think she's just incredible, and I'm really looking forward to her show. And who else am I looking forward to? And of course the Smashing Pumpkins, because I grew up with that, not to age myself too much. And I think Fall Out Boy is going to be really exciting, and the Avett Brothers.
And it seems like the Avett Brothers are here every year.
It's one of those like shows that, you know, it's fun to go to because you know what to expect, and you know, you can always sing along and dance along.
So, The Outlaw Music Festival with Willie Nelson, is it any time in a time frame close to Snoop Dogg?
The Outlaw Music Festival is June 29th, and then Snoop Dogg is coming July 15th, which they are buddies.
Yeah.
You know?
I would think so.
Yeah, I think I read a quote by Snoop Dogg a long time ago where he was talking about Willie Nelson, and he was just, I love that man. Yeah. I just love that man. And I'm like, how could you not love Willie Nelson, though? Yeah. I mean,
they do seem to have some things in common.
Yes. And, I think it'll be really interesting how they keep, how the place is going to smell that day. But, I think that's a really exciting one. And I know that Jelly Roll has been, like, just blew up lately. Yeah. And I know a lot of people will be excited about that one. Of course, Eric Church, because, like I said, his I think the cheapest tickets now are, like, $119.
Wow.
So it's definitely bringing a lot of money into the area.
Yeah. I noticed Luke Bryan's on the list. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Luke Bryan is on when is he coming? He's coming in August with Chase Beckham, Ashley Cook, Jackson Dean, and DJ Rock. And there's still tickets available for that one.
Yeah, that one's a little farther off. So
yeah, it's in August. Right now they're going into October. Odessa's another one that's going to be really exciting. They sampled Betty LeVette, who was here at Roots Festival for the last one. They sampled one of her songs, and I got to talk to her ahead of Roots Festival, and she told me, she was like, well, now I'm an electronic music star, and she was so proud of it, and she said, I got to tell this 20-year-old kid, and it was because of Odessa. They actually sampled one of her songs, and the song just took off. I mean, I think it had, like, over a million views just on YouTube alone, so... I think that's going to be a really exciting concert. They're really a really big band right now in electronic music. And that goes back to what you were saying. It's just a lot of different genres this year. So,
yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
it seems, and a lot of big names, a lot of the names that lots of people are going to be familiar with. So now let's talk about tickets for a minute. You know, they're on sale for a lot of these shows already. They range from, I'm thinking, in the $35, $40 range for lawn tickets all the way up to the big VIP experience tickets for, you know, $500 or $550 or so. Or is that about right?
Yeah, some of them are even more for some of the really big names. Some of there's a few that are $29.50, like Foreigner is $29.50. And then, Foreigner, and there's a few others that are $29.50 and up that are a little bit more moderately priced, but then, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, like, platinum levels, they come with just amazing amenities where you get to go have, like, a private concert. I think with Luke Bryan, that's one of the deals is if you buy one of the platinum level tickets, you get to go in and have a a concert with him, like a small acoustic concert ahead of the actual concert, and then a lot of them with after it, you can go and take pictures with the performer and meet people and get special signed merch and things like that.
And I know there's a little VIP lounge next to the stage where, you know, where folks who buy those tickets have access during the before, during, and after the show.
And those spots are really nice, and they have like they have cocktails and like snacks and things like that. And that's another thing, in the AMP Underground, they're going to have a limited food menu. I forgot to mention that.
I think drinks come with the admission there too, right?
Two
beverages and the food.
Yeah, two beverages and food, and then they'll have more stuff that you could order. So they're turning it into a whole experience.
So, and we talked about Sting. You know, we're recording this on Thursday, April 13th. I know that tickets for Sting go on sale first thing in the morning, April 14th on Friday.
Yes, to the public. I think there's some pre-sales going on today, but you have to be a part of his fan club to get to those.
All right. Well, looks like a really fun season at the AMP, and lots of people can be looking forward to some great music over the summer. Your story, Monica, comes out in the What's Up section in the Sunday edition of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
That's right. It's going to be the double truck. That's the center of the issue, and then we've got the cover.
So you can pick that up Sunday in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. And you can also get it on our tablet and smartphone apps in the replica edition. And you can find that story also on our website Sunday at nwaonline.com. Monica, thanks for being here today. Enjoy the shows this summer.
I will. Thanks for having me.
Here are some more great stories we'll bring your way this weekend in the River Valley Democrat Gazette and the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. In an effort to reduce illegal tagging, Fayetteville is considering sanctioning graffiti to be painted on the defunct pump house on Poplar Street, along with a couple of temporary walls. It would be part of a proposed graffiti abatement program. Stacy Ryburn will tell us more. Cities in the region are banding together to work with the State Highway Department to get projects of local interest completed faster. Ron Wood has the story. Justice of the Peace Beth Koger wants Washington County to adopt an ordinance that requires publication of ordinances and resolutions online within 30 days of approval. Tom Sissom has those details. Garrett Moore takes a look at the availability of inpatient psychiatric services in the region and whether it meets the community's needs. The Chaffee Crossing Farmers and Artisans Market will kick off its third season next month. Thomas Sicente has a preview. Fort Smith's Community School of the Arts hopes to become a charter school next year. Monica Brick reports. All of this content is available to our subscribers on our tablet and smartphone apps or at our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com. Regular podcast listeners who aren't subscribers can get a great deal to start. Just visit nwaonline.com/podcast23. For details. Again, that is nwaonline.com/podcast23. You can also call us at 479-684-5509. That number again, 479-684-5509. Be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Know the News is a weekly podcast brought to you by the newsrooms of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We'll be back next Friday with a new edition, and until then, this is your host, Rusty Turner, saying so long.